Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, the music has died down and Grant Park is getting cleaned up in the wake of last weekend's big Lollapalooza Music Festival. And city leaders today released new numbers, which suggest that arrests were down at the four-day festival. That's compared with the last time it was held in Chicago in 2019. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has our top story.
First Deputy Eric Carter says police arrested 19 people over the 4 days, mostly fence jumpers.
We did recover 120-plus cell phones from cell phone thefts, but overall, it was a pretty fair event.
Officers also wrote 7 tickets. Carter says there were no major incidents in or outside the park. Police stepped up security in hotels around the festival to prevent any shootings. The last time Lolla was in town in 2019, police made 31 arrests. The year before saw 12. Meanwhile, 102 people were taken to the hospital from the festival, down from the prior 2 years. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois is ending immigration detention. The state will also strengthen protections that limit cooperation with federal immigration agents under a plan signed into law by Governor Pritzker. The measure targets local agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, allowing county jails to house immigrant detainees awaiting court appearances. Current contracts would end by January and no new contracts would be allowed. CTA construction workers are moving a 1,000-ton historic building over the next 2 days so they can straighten out a curve in the Red Line.
It's the Vau Travers building from the 1890s.
In the early 1900s, when the CTA was first building the Red Line, the owner of the Vau Travers building refused to sell it. So the CTA built the Red Line around the building.
CTA spokesperson Stephanie Cavazos says that added a curve in the track, so now they are sliding the building 30 feet west and 5 to 10 feet south.
So that we can rebuild the red and purple line tracks that's right behind it, straighten that out, and then our trains will be able to move much more efficiently.
Ward Miller of Preservation Chicago says this is a building worth saving.
You know, we almost lost this several times, and I'm glad to say it's among those that are going to be saved and in the wind column now.
Miller says the Vau Travers building was by Frohman and Jepson, the architects who designed many of the Schlitz Tide houses. At Newport and Clark, Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Some incoming college students are getting ready for their first ever campus experiences. And as they do, members of a West Suburban Police Department plan to go online to make sure they know how to stay safe.
Mary Browning is a crime prevention specialist with the Naperville Police Department, which is behind Thursday night's College Safety Guide for Parents and Students webinar.
The whole main focus is to help parents and students understand the consequences of their behavior as they go off to college, because for some students, this may be the first time that they're really home away from home.
Browning says the Zoom event will cover everything from drug and alcohol use, peer pressure, and feeling safe on college campuses.
We let them know what to do if they're being followed, what we call situational awareness, and that's just being aware of what is going around you.
And with COVID-19 cases on the rise, Browning says colleges will have to find ways to identify potential suspects on a campus full of face masks. Webinar kicks off at 7 p.m. Registration ends at 3 p.m. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Lake County Forest Preserves are hoping to turn to taxpayers for future growth.
The Lake County Forest Preserve District wants to change state law so that it can ask voters to approve a tax increase to fund future projects. Officials say a referendum to the Downstate Forest Preserves Act would raise the ceiling of tax rates to pay for general corporate and land development. Officials tell the Daily Herald it can maintain its existing programs and projects, but things like trail connections and making land bank preserves accessible to the public are on hold until more revenue is available. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the Shedd Aquarium is offering Illinois residents free admission on Thursdays all this month. Tickets must be secured either online or by phone ahead of the visit. There is a $3 transaction fee for reserving a ticket online.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.